Hello in Audio Boom Land. I thought I'd do a little audio boom about a roast dinner I had on Sunday. I've got a bit of a cold, but I don't think I sound too snuffly. Let me just get the tea bag out. Ow, ow, ow. That is the problem with having teaspoons that are metal all the way through. If you forget to take them out of the mug when you're brewing tea, they get bloody hot. There we go. I'm having tea with honey and milk because I find it's very soothing when I've got a cold. Anyway, enough of my ramblings about cold. Back to the roast dinner. Me and Barbara decided that we'd like to go out and have a roast dinner on Sunday for a change, so we didn't have to do any cooking or washing up. And so we decided to go to a pub in Folkestone called the Guildhall. I know Barbara has been there in the past and knew the landlords, but apparently the landlord had changed. The old ones had retired, but she was looking online at reviews about roast dinners, and there were some very good reviews about this. So we went to the Guildhall, which is in Folkestone, in a park called the Bale. So we went in. And for £8, you get a choice of either beef, lamb or chicken. Well, on that day, certainly. So we both chose the beef and we had a pint of broadside. Now, I think the broadside was probably about £3.50, £3.60. So not the cheapest pint, but probably cheaper than London prices. So the roast dinner arrives, you get a mountain of roast beef, roast potatoes, roast parsnips, Yorkshire pudding, stuffing, peas, carrots, green beans and broccoli with gravy and horseradish sauce. So we dived in and very nice it was too. Beef was nice and tender and fell to pieces, very well cooked. But not tough at all. It was very, very melt in the mouth. Nice crispy roast potatoes. Stuffing ball. Yeah, it was nice. It was just your usual Paxo sage and onion stuffing. It wasn't like it was homemade stuffing, but it was very nice. The Yorkshire puddings could have been crispier. They weren't crispy around the outside, they were quite stodgy, but I didn't mind that because my mum's Yorkshire puddings are a little like that, although they did have a bit of a crispy edge. And loads of vegetables, not boiled to death either, you know, so they were still retained their flavour. Nice, thick, rich, beefy gravy and horseradish. And I was absolutely stuffed by the time I'd eaten it. Couldn't eat all the vegetables. Vegetables came up in a separate dish, and so we had that and a pint, and the roast dinner was £8, so I think that's pretty good going. I reckon it could rival Wetherspoons roast dinner. In fact, it was better than Wetherspoons because these roast potatoes weren't frozen rubbish. These were proper homemade roast potatoes and roast parsnip. Yeah, so I was very impressed with it all. It certainly was as good as my mum's roast dinner. Came on a square plate. Now, I don't know, I'm not overly impressed with square plates, but, you know, I don't care as long as I get my dinner. I'm not really that bothered. But very nice it was. You know, nothing was too salty or under flavoured. It all tasted really good. Nice crispy roast potatoes. They were lovely actually. And it was well worth paying £8. So if you are in Folkestone, go along to the Guildhall and have a roast dinner. And I think, yes, I was just about to sneeze and I did. Guildhall pub in the Bale in Folkestone, roast dinner for £8. And it was a beautiful sunny day on Sunday. So after we'd eaten, we sat outside with our beer to enjoy the rest of the pint. Very nice people in there. No problem with guide dog, which there shouldn't be anyway, but it still does happen. Absolutely no problem at all. Very comfortable pub, quite modern looking. But there is a real fire, which wasn't on because it wasn't needed. But it had a nice atmosphere, the pub did. So, we'd definitely go there again. But we're going to try other places to see what their roast dinners are like. We might do comparetheroastdinner.com or something like that anyway. So, I was very pleased. And, of course, no cooking, although I love cooking anyway, but it's just nice for someone else to do it. And even nicer, no washing up of greasy tins. So definitely worth having.